This is episode 2065 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and here you are showing up for yourself. It takes courage to show up for yourself because what you're doing as you give yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity as you get ready to meditate, or even as you simply listen in to gain some meditation insight and do the technique I'll share with you as you go throughout your day. It's all good. We all start somewhere on our inner stillness journey. So what you are doing each time you show up for yourself is you seek out your inner truth. And that is what this episode is all about. Your fifth chakra, located at your throat. This chakra impacts your neck, your throat, your voice, and how others perceive you and how you show up to the world. Do you speak your inner truth? When you're not sure about how to support a particular chakra, you can pull from the qualities of the chakras below and above that chakra. So for your fifth chakra, if you're not really sure how to speak your truth these days, this is an important chakra for what we're experiencing in the world recently, where there's a lot of noise, a lot of different voices speaking all at once, so the message can become muddled. When you draw from the qualities of your fourth chakra at your heart, those qualities of love and gratitude and compassion, this can help you clarify your inner truth, because people know the truth. They can hear it. They can feel it. And when you incorporate the qualities of the fifth chakra, which is right at the base of your spine and has to do with releasing your ego, you'll explore this chakra in tomorrow's episode. So when you combine love, gratitude, and compassion from your fourth chakra with releasing your ego attachments of your fifth chakra, you begin to be heard loudly and clearly because people can feel connected to your truth. It's not really truth unless others can connect with it. So when you include others in your truth, and it's not just all about you and ego attachment, then you unite with the world. So now is an important time to tap into your inner truth so that you don't get caught up in all the noise out there that may or may not represent a truth that unites with love, compassion, and gratitude. And that includes everyone, because we live in a world with everyone. And so these times of inner stillness become more and more important. So as you give yourself a mindfulness moment, which is your challenge for this week, to tap into your own inner wisdom, allow yourself to listen to your inner truth in a way that encompasses how you share love, gratitude, and compassion with the world around you in a way that unites. You are so worth slowing down for.